Stay tuned at the end of this podcast for an important announcement from Scientific American.
This is Scientific American's 60-Second Earth. I'm David Biello. Your minute begins now. It's harder and harder to find peace and especially quiet. Just ask a field researcher deep in the wilderness. Even in the most remote parts of Alaska, the sound of a jet crossing overhead is all too common. So scientists with the National Park Service set off across the U.S. to study our audio ecology. They recorded more than 1 million hours of sound from the depths of the Great Basin's deserts to the hurly-burly of the megalopolis that stretches from Boston through New York City and on to Washington, D.C. They found that if you're craving quiet on the East Coast, head to the North Woods of Maine or the Adirondacks in upstate New York. But for real quiet, defined as less than 20 decibels, the West is best. The great swath of territory west of the Rockies but east of the western coast includes national parks, wilderness areas, and even public lands that are probably as quiet as they were centuries ago. The researchers made that claim while presenting their findings at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science on February 16th. Noise pollution is not good for people, and it's even worse for animals with more sensitive ears like bats. And the problem is not confined to land, but echoes across the seas as well, where human-produced noise interferes with the lives of various ocean dwellers, including whales. These days on Earth, it's rare to hear. Your minute is up. For Scientific American's 60-Second Earth, I'm David Biello.
Hi, Steve Mirsky here, podcast editor at Scientific American. This episode will be the last scheduled 60-Second Earth podcast, but reports about Earth science, ecology, and the environment will continue as part of the daily Scientific American 60-Second Science series of podcasts. Just subscribe to 60-Second Science for insights about our planet as well as the latest offerings about all things science.